Inside the entrance to La Paz Public Hospital in Madrid, a Christmas tree is still standing. It's decorated with written messages from patients, many of them thanking the staff or wishing them a happy 2013. But there are also messages of another kind. One reads, "We want a public health system for all." And another says, "Stop taking away our universal rights." As these suggest, Madrid's health system is at the centre of a political storm. It's been caused by the local government's plans to put the management of several of the region's hospitals and health clinics into private hands. In Spain, local governments control healthcare, and Madrid's head of health, Javier Fernández Lasqueti, here explains the logic behind the move.
With these measures, we're guaranteeing the maximum level of quality in order to treat everyone for free and make the most of the resources we have in a more efficient way. We have to cut costs at this time of deep crisis, and we are guaranteeing the public health system sustainability for the future.
For the moment, six hospitals and 27 clinics in the region are included in this plan. With Spain in a deep economic crisis, which has seen the central government cut spending in many areas, such as health, conservatives like Lasqueti say using private companies is the only option. I'm in the Goya Health Centre in Madrid. This is one of the public clinics which could soon be managed by a private company. And when I spoke to patients coming out of here after their appointments, many, although not all, were unhappy about the privatisation plan. It's completely counterproductive, said this woman. It'll be more expensive and it won't make things any better. I believe in public healthcare. Healthcare belongs to the people, and you can't play with it, said this man. But it's become just a business for the politicians, for those in the financial system.
When the healthcare is public, the people is more wasteful. But when it's privatized, then I think the healthcare could be more efficient.
While the reaction among the people of Madrid is mixed, many of those who work in the sector are outraged at the privatisation plan. Doctors, nurses and other healthcare workers have organised a series of protests. Dressing up in their uniforms for these events, they call themselves the Marea Blanca, or the White Tide, and their anger now pours through the streets of Madrid on a regular basis. In December, they staged a series of strikes that left many clinics with only minimal services. And at the beginning of January, over 300 senior health staff in the Madrid region resigned together in protest.
We are worried and we are angry. They want to privatize only because they want business for private enterprises.
Ana Jiménez is a doctor who works in the public sector in Madrid.
We don't want privatization of the public health because if an enterprise that have to earn money come into the public health, they will think about money before thinking about the health of the people.
Jiménez denies claims that healthcare workers are simply defending their own interests. And she says that the few parts of Spain that have this kind of private management of healthcare already have seen a decline in quality.
Sometimes the patients think that hospital is very good just because the bedrooms are really pretty and the nurses are really pretty. And they don't realize that maybe there are not enough nurses, not enough doctors, not enough medicines.
At the moment, only a relatively small number of hospitals and clinics are slated to be put into private hands in Madrid. But as austerity bites in Spain, many believe this could be the shape of things to come, with the private sector getting increasingly involved in all public services, not just health. Back in La Paz Hospital, doctors, nurses and other staff gather for one of their regular meetings to discuss how to battle the privatisation plan. They start the gathering with what has become their trademark song. Health is a right, health is a right, they sing. Everyone up and fight. These healthcare workers' enemy, the private sector, is becoming increasingly visible. But the clamour against it is growing. Guy Hedgecoe, DW, Madrid.